Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know that song? You know what day it is? You know what time it is? When you hear Milli Vanilli,
it's Pete time.
Think of Pete Haley. Landfill, I got to say, you really nailed this intro music. We weren't sure what to do for Pete, but Milli Vanilli is just perfect.
He's a lip syncer.
Pete Haley joins us via the BetQL guest line. Of course, you can read Pete's work on NBCSportsWashington.com and the Washington Football Talk podcast. Peter, what's happening, pal?
While this certainly has started out as an elaborate bit, I do now look forward to hearing the song. I think it's pretty good, and I'm happy to rep Milli Vanilli on every time I come on your program.
Oh, my Lord.
It's always good to have a theme song, dude. You want to have an intro music. Means you're part of the gang. Even though you quit the weekend parlay.
Yeah.
I don't really have any regrets over that. I hope you guys win 10 times in a row. But just like I figured out, the risk is not worth the reward. That risk is not worth really any reward. And I'm glad I did it once to experience it. But I'm also glad I know I'll never have to experience it again.
Well, I wanted to bring something up. And I wanted to wait till this moment to do it. Cody, of the parlay picks that went in, how many missed?
Only one missed.
Oh.
Only one missed.
Who had
that one miss?
I think it was one Brian Mitchell.
But the parlay pick didn't go in. I knew it didn't go in.
Now, I don't know about this one. This is getting into pretty sticky legal territory here because we all made our picks, and you're the only one that missed.
Nobody, it never went in. We never gave it to Landfill. He didn't even put in a pick. So Landfill didn't put in a pick. Mitch didn't put in a pick. So how are we going to sit up here and try to say anything today?
What do you think here, Peter?
Pete don't have a say. He don't have a say at all.
Well, Brian, I'm actually going to side with you as much as it pains me to say. The whole point of doing this is the one person gets punished for costing the rest of the group.
If the rest of the group didn't put their stuff in, then whose fault is that?
Right. Yeah, so there was no risk of losing that fortune because the bet was never officially made. So I would love to watch you deal with this hot sauce and see the bully get bullied for once, but I don't think your comrades have a leg to stand on. I think you're free to skate on by.
Pete, I wouldn't. I would still bully the hot sauce.
Yeah, I know. You can bully pretty much anything. You can make anything bend to your will. But still, I think we need to wait for you to officially take the L. It will happen at some point. But I just don't want it to be done in this cheap fashion.
I want to ask a couple questions here of my dear friend Brian Mitchell. Have we always had the bet in when we've made? I thought it was more of a, all right, all our picks are in.
I've said this over and over again. Some people just talk too much. And this is what you're trying to do right now. Okay? First of all, a lot of people didn't even put their bets in today. I didn't say anything. You got the new person who took Mitch Pete's place who never put in a bet, never called it in.
Yeah, Mitch, damn it.
Okay. Landfill, who's
John on
all
Twitter,
he didn't even have a bet.
John on Twitter says, get me in on the weekend parlay and I will drink the whole bottle of hot sauce if I take the L.
Nope.
All right, enough hot sauce talk. Pete's a wimp and quit. But you have written a really there's a good story. You can find it at Pete Haley NBCS position by position recap of Washington's offense. I imagine you have the defense coming out tomorrow. Take us through. Let's go. You know, we know the QB obviously needs to be reassessed. We know that. Let's go O-line, receivers, tight end.
Yeah, it's a lesson I learned after watching each game, paying attention to each position group. Quarterback, of course, is that it's time for Ron Rivera to go big. I went running back next, and my takeaway, my lesson, is that Antonio Gibson, and I know I said it a bunch this past season that he's going to break out, but I think the real, true, legit, undeniable breakout is coming next season. I think he put it together near the end of the season. I know the fumbling is a major problem that he has to fix, but this offseason there's no toe injury that's going to hold him back from putting in some work in running back drills. He's going to develop and devote more time to the game, and I think he had some really impressive outputs. Look what he did against the Seahawks on Monday night. He had 30-plus touches. Look what he did in the final game, 145 yards. So I think Antonio Gibson's going to not just be the good player that he is, I think he's going to be a bona fide superstar in 2022, and that's what I learned this past year watching him put things together slowly at RB.
Mm. Okay, B, what do you say to that?
Yeah, Brian, what do you say?
I think it's a possibility, but I think he got to get more consistent in how he does things. I want to see him one time do what Cam Akers did last night. At 231 pounds, or 226, whatever you want to call it, he does that one damn time, then he don't have to worry about anybody trying to hit him. And that going down like you're a receiver, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, there's still definitely some untapped potential there, but
and
I think
the fumbling.
Yeah, the fumbling's a huge deal too. Yeah, it's annoying. I get it. JP made the point that Washington constantly asks for patience all over the place, and then it never builds up to anything. I think Gibson and the coach is asking for a little more patience for a guy who's learning the position at the pros is warranted, and next year is the year he fully delivers. Okay, at tight end, the thing I learned is that it's not just Logan Thomas there anymore, and this is a positive one, that going into last season, we were like, what the hell is going to happen if Logan Thomas gets hurt? Well, Thomas got hurt twice, two IR stints, and the position stayed afloat pretty well. Ricky Seals-Jones was a revelation for a guy who was signed to a one-year deal during camp and played well, and then when he got hurt, John Bates stepped up and showed to be a pretty nice and dual talented tight end. He certainly isn't going to run by anybody, but he had 20 plus catches for 200 plus yards and showed that he could make some plays in the middle of the field. And as a blocker, we saw him contribute all over the place in the running game. So my lesson at tight end is that, hey, Logan still needs to be the star. And, you know, this offense was 29th in red zone scoring, and a big deal. A big part of that was because Logan was hurt. But it's not just Logan anymore. He has some sidekicks, and Pete Hayner is continuing to just find good players out of nowhere with his tutoring as a position coach.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, I agree with that. You'd like Bates is a really useful kind of number two tight end. I think with his kind of speed limitations, I don't ever see him evolving into a number one tight end. So you'd like Logan back healthy to really, you know, dominate that position. But I mean, outside of like punter, I think tight end might be the lowest position group on the roster of concern.
Yeah, I think you're right on there.
Maybe D line, but they're about to lose some folks. I mean, I think you lose Settle in free agency. Maybe Payne's part of a trade. That'll be another interesting. But we're staying on the offensive side of the ball. What do you think of wideout?
So wideout, you know, this could go in a number of different directions. I chose to just highlight Terry McLaurin, and I think that, you know, this isn't a take that's new, but the stats that he puts up should be marveled at even more. Like, he had 70-some catches for 1,000 yards. I think because of the conditions he's in and the players he plays with and the constant rotation at quarterback, that we should view that as like 92 catches for 1,400 yards and 9 touchdowns, as opposed to what he posted. Just, we're always wondering what the hell could he do with real consistency around him. It's been 3 years of chaos, and I really hope next year is the year we can get full-on unleashed Terry McLaurin, because, again, I think he puts up really nice numbers, and everyone around the league knows that he's good, but I like Gibson, I think there's another level that he could get to. But unfortunately, unlike Gibson, that stuff that McLaurin is missing has to come from other people. It's not just about him improving. I think he's still got places to get better at for sure, but he's so dependent on other players, and those players just haven't been there. So, I think you could have looked at Curtis, Diami, et cetera, but I just wanted to highlight McLaurin and say that, you know, let's give the guy as much love as possible.
Which of those guys you think could be the person to step up in 2022 to help him out?
I think it has to be Curtis, and, you know, Diami Brown, it was very discouraging first year for him, and then beyond that, like, Cam Sims, I think, is perfectly cast as a fourth receiver, but I also think Beamish has got to be someone that isn't on the roster right now. I don't think this team can count on Curtis, number one, because he was just invisible this past year, and number two, because, you know, you can't just have a 1A and a 2. You need to have three or four guys you can really rely on because of injuries, and also just because you want to be able to spread out the defense and give your quarterback as many choices as he can when he drops back. So Curtis, yes, is definitely going to be a help, but I'm looking at someone like Allen Robinson, maybe coming off of a bad year with the Bears, his stock might be a little bit lower. See if you can go sign him, and he's terrible and consistent and can be sort of that even, steady guy across from McLaurin, and then have Samuel in the slot. So there's more work to be done at receiver, and then I don't know how much time we have left, so I'll quickly go into O-line. My takeaway at tackle, and this is nice of you, JP, to let me just talk about the story. Takeaway at tackle is that the edges seem secured. Leno, of course, with the 3-year deal, and then Sam Cosmi, he was only out there for 9 games, and Brian will say that he needs to prove himself more, which is completely fine in terms of being healthy, but in those 9 games, I think we saw the potential he has. And then my takeaway along the interior is I had long believed that Brandon Scherff was someone this team should not part with. I've officially switched sides. I think it's time to let Brandon go. Misses too much time, is going to command too much money, and yes, he's an all-pro and a multi-time pro bowler, but Wes Schweitzer or another guard in the draft, or maybe Sidique Charles if he takes a big step, is the better choice for this group to go, because Brandon is going to get too much cash and miss too much time to make that investment worth it.
Ooh, Pete changed his mind on something.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious Brandon's going to walk if he turned down the deal last year. I think, you know, you draft and develop that interior of the offensive line. I think Wes Schweitzer's been good for them. I largely agree with you. I think, I don't know. I kind of heard you say the same stuff about Antonio Gibson's breakout last year, so I perhaps am not as bullish on it. I think he's a good player. I think that I don't know that he's going to become a superstar.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a lofty place for him to be, but, you know, I just think he first year was like the splashes, the game in Dallas on Thanksgiving. But he never really was the true workhorse back. He only had a couple games of 20 carries. This year, more involved, played for the majority of the season, and showed to be a threat inside the tackles. Beamish wants him to deliver the blow more, but I think he did that plenty. I mean, look at the Tampa game. It was 64 yards, but those are 64 of the most grueling yards you'll see in the NFL. And the one thing that he hasn't done, which I'm surprised about, is that he hasn't really had the home runs that he had in Memphis. His longest career run is 40 yards, and his longest one this year is just 27. So, look, he's not a perfectly polished player yet, but I do think Gibson next year will be a top-5 running back up there with the Ecklers and the Derrick Henrys, which is just a guy who week in and week out is scoring and taking games over. And I think this offensive line is good enough to help him do that, and I think there's more juice there out of the Antonio Gibson orange to squeeze.
Well, Pete, you just said Beamish wanted him to do more prop, but look at the Tampa game. They played 17 games. You give me more than one game when he's done it, then I'll believe it's him. You could run one time hard against somebody. You ran downhill at somebody and laid on your back. You never tried it again. So whenever he could do it more than once, then I would start to believe it.
I hear you. I know you, and it's a very valid thing. I think some of the statements I make at times, I get a little excited about one or two things in the past, and I want to. You know, I did it with Darius Geis, and you were always like, Darius needs to do it way, way more before we start proclaiming him. So it's something I'm working on as an NFL analyst, but I do think I've seen enough from Gibson to make such a big statement about his future talents and production.
Okay. Pete out here calling himself an NFL analyst. Woo! Brian, how about that? Yeah. We're all bloggers, dude. Don't overthink it. Pete, thank you for the time, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. And look for that defensive version of that story coming out tomorrow. Run through the D-line, linebackers, and secondary. And I hope you have a good rest of the show.
All right. That is Pete Haley, everybody, NBC Sports Washington. Give him a follow at Pete Haley, NBCS. When we return, let's talk a little more about Antonio Gibson.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.